All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, where they specialize in designing and building custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, today is my latest installment as far as position players go for the upcoming NFL draft. And today I'm going to focus on the big uglies. And of course, that was a phrase that was coined by the late, great Keith Jackson in regards to the offensive linemen. And I'm going to start off with Notre Dame guard Quentin Nelson. He comes in at 6'5", 329 pounds, and he's the best lineman available in this draft. He was an All-American last season for the Irish, and you just have to wonder, because typically you'll see offensive tackles taken early, so you just have to wonder, would a team be willing to take a guard in the top 10? It's not to say that it would be unprecedented, but it just doesn't happen that often. However, I do see Nelson going in the first round to either the Indianapolis Colts or the Washington Redskins. Offensive tackle Orlando Brown out of the University of Oklahoma comes in at 6'8", 360 pounds. And the big question about Brown going into the NFL is, does he have the footwork to be a solid left tackle in the NFL? He protected the blind side of quarterback Baker Mayfield for the past few seasons. And, I mean, he did a solid job. I mean, Mayfield was sacked 26 times last year, but, of course, a lot of that was simply Mayfield scrambling around. So it just has a wonder, how should teams approach him? Should they put him at left tackle right away, or should they start him at right and shift him over? He's going to be a guy that could have a solid career, but I don't see him coming in right away and being that guy. However, I see the Colts, Browns, and Niners all as potential landing spots for Brown in round one. Colton Miller out of UCLA. UCLA stands 6'8", 310 pounds, and in my opinion, he's probably the most athletic tackle that is available in this draft. You look at his resume, somebody had to protect the blind side of Josh Rosen, and that was Miller. I see him going at some point in the first round, probably early to mid-first round, with the Niners, Seahawks, and Lions all being potential landing spots. Chukwuma Okorafor out of Western Michigan comes in at 6'6", 330 pounds. And I think this guy is ready to have an impact as a rookie, as he has a solid frame and he also has good good technique, with potential landing spots being for him later in the first round with the Seahawks or Lions. Connor Williams coming out of the University of Texas. He's 6'6", 320 pounds, and he's another big mauler from Texas. You look at Texas over the years, and they have known how to build and develop good guys in the trenches on both sides of the football. He plays angry and he plays with an attitude, and I think that is something that whichever National Football League team that drafts him, they're going to get themselves a solid player. And I look for him to go late in the first round to either the Lions or the Patriots. Mike McGlinchey, offensive tackle coming out of Notre Dame. He was an All-American. He comes in at 6'8", 312 pounds, and he played on one of the better lines in college football. I think this guy has the ability to come in and be an impact player in his rookie campaign. I look for the New England Patriots to be interested late in the first round. If not, he could slip early into the second round with the Browns, Giants, and Colts all as potential landing spots. Center Frank Ragnow out of the University of Arkansas comes in at 6'5", 319 pounds. Very smart football player, but he'll have to learn to call more blitz pickups in the NFL. Why? Because Arkansas did a lot of running the football, and of course, there's more passing going on in the NFL, but I think this guy can be that versatile guy up front for a NFL team. I see him slipping out of round one, but I definitely see him getting taken in round number two. And finally, guard Will Hernandez out of UTEP comes in at 6'3", 330 pounds. He's an athletic guard who I think can have an early impact in the National Football League. He won't go in round one, but he will definitely make somebody happy in round number two. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up for today. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with D-Line, pardon me, with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge show tomorrow night on blogtalkradio.com, as I will be breaking down the second half of the NBA season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.